going to Gaza.
That's a good charge for us, I think. It's been amazing to be able to listen to you. I mean, I'm so sorry about that all this had to happen for us to have this conversation, but I'm really amazed at your ability to tell your story. Is there anything else that you want to say before we finish for now? I mean, I'm happy to check back in with you.
Yeah, just one point I want to say that, you know, the siege in Gaza is part of policy in Palestine of separating Palestinians from themselves. Gaza is Jerusalem, Palestinians in Israel, Palestinians in West Bank. This siege happening by walls, by checkpoints, by settlements, by dividing and separating the Palestinians who are actually living in the same place, in the same area, and can't be connected, can't meet, can't be with each other. And I'm just a Palestinian woman who just wanted to be with my people in Gaza. And to make this happen, I have to go over all of this situation.
Yeah. Well, I hope that that is speedily soon not no longer the case, and that you're able to be with your people the same way all of us are.
Yeah.
That's my wish. Okay. Well, listen, Lubna, it's been, like I said, it's been a great privilege. Anytime you want to share something that you've written with us or talk again, please feel free to contact me, and I'll try to check back and see how you're doing every now and then. And thank you again.
Okay, Jesse. Thank you.
All right.